Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Rock your body right.
What's up, you scallywags? Here's a quick little update on the Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh Tour. This week, we're heading southwards to some very British places with some very British names. First of all, we're making our way to Cambridge, which is super, super, super close to being sold out, so grab your tickets now before someone gets the drop on you and does it first. Then we're heading to Manchester, where we're doing two shows, both of which have only a couple of tickets left. So if you want to be a big dog with a ticket to Plumbing the Death Star under your belt, you better head to sanspantsradio.com/live now. After that, we're off to Oxford, where they bury J.R.R. Tolkien's lifeless body. So if you want to hear me talk more about that, grab your ticket before they're all gone. And then finally, we're heading to Birmingham, which is nearly 50% sold out. So now's a good chance to grab your tickets before it's 100% sold out. And you're kicking yourself for not seeing Plumbing the Death Star perform live in the same city Ozzy Osbourne was born in. For links on where to go and other places we'll be performing, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets today. I'll see you there. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional teens would make the best boy band? I think the best way to do this is we just take from fictional teens and we make them together as a unit. We create a boy band.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because you don't want to just be like Riverdale.
Yeah, exactly. That's cheating.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we Luke Perry this?
What's what?
So when someone is obviously 40 years old but can pass for a teen.
Yeah. Obviously pass for a teen.
I assume most teen boy bands are comprised of 40-year-olds.
All right.
Okay. So, well, with a boy band, you generally have it's a team of five.
Yeah. And an archetypal team of five.
Yeah. Mm. So you've got the heartthrob.
Heartthrob.
So they're usually like kind of like the face of the boy band.
The ones Harry that are Styles.
Like, yes.
Often blonde.
Often blonde.
Would that be not right? Is that true?
Like, what was Justin Timberlake?
He was bleached.
He's got the bleached tips. He's blonde.
He was in a boy band.
Yeah.
Good.
Then you've also
sweating bullets right now.
God, my boy band knowledge is so limited.
You got the bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a classic. Leather jacket, no shirt.
Mm-mm.
You got the cute one.
The cute one?
Yeah. So, he's not the heartthrob, he's kind of like a baby face.
Right. Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? He's like the second heartthrob.
Yeah.
Usually he's like not as sexually threatening as the first one. It's the one that the mums are like, yes, that one's okay.
He's like the promise ring member, you
know? Yeah.
Nick Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got the older brother.
Wait, what was the first one?
The heartthrob,
bad boy.
The cute one?
Cute one.
Then
sorry,
you've got,
I'm just writing this down. So,
who's the older brother? What's that?
So it's like the cool, reassuring figure that you know that people can relate
to. Is that generally the Luke Perry?
Yes, I feel. I want to say it's kind of almost like drama from Entourage.
Right.
He's literally the older brother, but he's a bit of a fuck up.
The Kevin Jonas.
And then you've got like the shy one, who is a bit nerdier than the rest of the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me...
The Adam Cannavale.
Can you give me where in the music video each of these boy band members would be found?
All right, so the heartthrob is like front and center.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm in literal location.
Yeah.
Okay, like, as in...
Zin.
All right, so we are in an old-timey malt shop.
Cool, that's all. That's what I'm looking for.
And they're all wearing, like, button-down shirts.
Bad boy alleyway.
Except, yeah.
Yeah.
Older brother.
He's working the...
construction. Yeah.
No, he's working.
He's working. He's like the cook.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like behind the counter. He's got one of those like paper hats on and he's like wiping his forehead and being like, whew, working's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Having responsibility.
The cute one is having a milkshake.
Yeah.
Yes.
The heartthrob walks in to pay and then he sees you.
Would the heartthrob maybe be mopping?
Why? What's sexy about mopping?
Something sexy about mopping.
And then he chucks down the mop. No, I'm with Sam on this one.
He starts singing a bit.
Yeah.
You say mop, I smell a mop.
Fine, he's wiping down tables.
That's much better. Yeah. A mop is just not
maybe
sexy.
Maybe they're all working.
So the bad boy is mopping. He's taking out the trash.
Yeah,
he's taking out the trash. The heartthrob is like your waiter. He's wiping down tables. And he's like, looking. You're drinking your milkshake. Mm-hmm. You're there like...
Sexy noises.
And he like, yeah, he comes up to you. He maybe puts a banana split down in mm-hmm. front of you, and you make eye contact, like prolonged eye contact.
Where's the shy guy?
The shy guy.
He's in the back stacking shelves.
Yeah,
he doesn't get to be in the music video.
Be more absurd. We need a good harmony.
All right. Okay. Now I've kind of got visually where they are. Yeah,
he's the shy guy is maybe around the jukebox.
Yeah.
He's the one that like presses the button so the jams come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's the instigator of said music clip.
I'm there. I'm with you. All right. So where do we want to begin?
Okay. So
do we want to start at the heartthrob?
Yeah.
Who's this heartthrob?
The greatest fictional teen heartthrob.
All the
Magneto.
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 I'm listening.
So there is several issues where they babyify Magneto and then he's got to get older.
They teenify or babyify?
They babyify him. Presumably he has to grow up for a bit.
He's a teen for a moment.
At some point in his life he was
a
teen.
Clearly there has to be a moment where Magneto is a teen.
No, because from the movies I remember child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adult.
Yes.
So he goes from child to Ian McKellen, and then we backtrack a bit to Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
There's got to be a time before Michael Fassbender.
I mean, it's got it, but we haven't seen it yet on screen.
No. Although can I actually make an amendment? Joseph, as in Magneto's clone, younger self.
Okay.
So he was... Whilst not as old as Magneto and probably not a teen, I reckon he could have Luke Perry this because he had long, flowing white hair.
Is Magneto considered a heartthrob by anyone in the MC?
By Rogue and myself. And
Rogue does fuck Magneto. That's fair. That's fair.
She wants to cheat on Remy LeBeau, who is also a heartthrob.
Because Magneto cannot get rogued by her?
That's also an aspect, yes.
Damn! That
it's
old
more like, huh, I guess so.
I guess this is the only way I'm getting off. All right.
Cool.
I guess I'll go in for it. No, but look, we'll go back.
look, I'm putting. You can put forward some ones as well. Look, I'm just going to get some images of Magneto.
Yeah, try and find me a very sexy image of Magneto. It's not easy.
There's one where he's like, why is that one coming up? Oh, here's one. Look.
All right, show me sexy Magneto.
There you go. He's in the Xavier's kind of like the yellow and gold outfit. Platinum hair.
He's got long, platinum, anime hair.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
But is he more of a bad boy?
Yeah, he's maybe a bit more of a bad boy or even an older brother type.
Yeah, he's not a heartthrob.
I will hold my comment until we get to the bad boy or brother thing.
That out.
Yes. All right, then. Heartthrob. Who we want for a heartthrob?
Bumblebee from the Transformers.
Okay.
Good car. A car. You've picked a car.
He's a car man.
Just a car.
So are we talking Bumblebee from
the Michael Bay Bumblebee. So the sexy Bumblebee.
Yeah, yeah. So in a boy band where you need to sing, who famously can't talk.
He goes from the radio. So he does the samples.
Good.
Maybe Bumblebee's no good for the... Pin in Bumblebee. There's something there. Hey, how old's Wally from Where's Wally? From Where's Waldo? Waldo from Where's Waldo?
I don't know if he could pass as a teen.
That's a dad.
Yeah.
You reckon? He's fairly hairless. Get a picture of Waldo or Wally up there.
I mean, he's a twonk.
He's one hell of a twonk.
But he ain't a twink.
Is he in shape, actually?
He's just very gangly. You don't want a heartthrob to be gangly.
Show me Wally.
He could maybe be a teen, but like...
Oh, no. He's too... Oh, my Jesus Christ. No.
Maybe the shy boy.
Maybe the shy boy.
Type in sexy Wes Wally. Let's see what we get if you put the little qualifier sexy. All right.
It's a lot of costumes, like a Halloween costumes of a woman.
That's not what I want.
Mainly photos of me, actually.
Every
there's
Halloween.
There's a tubby boy who's worn a onesie.
That's a sex. That's not even Wes Wally. He's just wearing a fucking striped one piece. He's hung, though.
He's quite hard.
Tell you what,
he's a big boy.
I went to an underwear store today. Sorry to sidetrack.
Yeah,
but I went to an underwear store today, and in the guys' section, the like mannequin was hung.
What?
Yeah.
How big?
Like noticeable. I was like, what? Ugh.
That's weird. But I guess it's underwear, so like I want to be if I was maybe insecure about my penis or whatever, and I'd look at it and be like, damn, my dick will look big in that underwear.
Maybe,
right?
That mannequin has just got a massive.
I hope they've
bulge.
Just been slowly making dongs on mannequins bigger and bigger and bigger, hoping no one notices. That was weird. That was almost a vomit.
Yeah, that's not good, Jack. All right, but again, we need
so
someone
go more archetypal. We need Archie Andrews.
Who? Archie Andrews. From the comics, Archie and Jughead.
Yeah, okay. Or from the TV show Riverdale.
I want to go from the comics because he's so pure in the comics. Riverdale is killing people.
But will he make a lot of, say, millions of adoring teenage girls squee?
Yeah, maybe not. He's a bit too clean, Archie.
A bit too clean.
Certainly comic Archie.
Yeah.
Riverdale.
Could
Archie.
We take first season one of the Supernatural brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Jared Padalecki.
See, I would have gone the other one.
No, because that's a bad boy.
Can they share the role?
No. Yeah.
No, I want cannot. A Jedward situation.
No. What about Fred Jones?
Fred Jones. He's such a handsome, muscular, good.
Blonde. Ascot. And he's got like a hook. He's got an ascot. That's the thing.
Everyone will be wearing ascots because Fred Jones will be wearing ascots. Fred Jones is fucking man-eating and the fact that he's clearly a grasshopper in a man's skin. It's the kind of thing we'll just keep under wraps. It'll be a big Hollywood secret.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it'll, you know, that's, so I think that's good. I think Fred Jones makes a good front man to our boy band.
So, yeah, Fred Jones. As much as I like Bumblebee, he's not going to make many teenage girls squee.
How
unless...
make teenage girl robots squee?
How many are there? There's one. RC.
RC.
Yeah.
Is she loving it? She's not loving it.
She's loving Hot Rod.
I think actually in the Michael Bay movie, she's just dead.
Oh, yeah.
So never mind.
Although I am liking Transformer.
Yeah, because the problem is you can't have a lot of women in movies.
Yeah, that's Michael Bay's
fault. Or else their periods sync up and it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
does RC have a period? Yes.
Oil's got to leak at some point.
Fucking Optimus Prime takes a piss, so bodily functions are happening.
One of them Transformers has balls, so
yeah.
I guess, yes. Okay, so at least we've got our protagonist.
Yeah, we've got Fred Jones.
We've got our heartthrob.
All right, what's next?
All right, so the bad boy.
The bad
rebel.
Boy.
Bad
now,
boy.
I know
just,
Hot Rod from Transformers.
Which one was Hot Rod?
He was one that voiced by Judd Nelson in the 1986 cartoon movie.
You painted a picture for me.
He ends up becoming...
What kind of car is Hot Rod?
I believe...
I felt like an ethnic grandma then. Zemet, what kind of car is Hot Rod?
He ends up becoming Rodimus Prime.
Rodimus Prime.
Because he gets the basic... Because
he digs him down good.
Yeah. He gets the all spark or whatever.
Okay,
and
he becomes
a new leader of the Autobots.
Show me
Anywho,
a picture.
Here he is, this little handsome fella.
Yes.
And he's a bit like a rebel.
Look, my vote will always be not a car.
However, he's like a sweet Hot Rod.
I think that the bad boy in a boy band has to be the most fuckable. That's my belief. They're the one that everybody secretly wants.
I'd fuck Judd Nelson.
I'd fuck Judd Nelson, maybe, but not a car. I'd fuck
and
a
that's
guy.
Why
I would fuck
a car voiced by
I
Judd
would
Nelson.
Fuck Hot Rod, because what a journey.
But there's a difference between fucking someone because you want to fuck them and fucking someone because you're like, that's going to be a good
for
story.
For the sweet novelty
Hot
of
Rod
being
Hot Rod is
like,
handsome.
I think you go the ultimate bad boy, Voldemort.
Too far. Can't pass as a teenager. We cannot Luke Perry. Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle?
Tom Riddle, sure.
Tom Riddle.
He's very evil. Is he sexy, though? He's kind of attractive when he's Tom Riddle.
But he's Tom Riddle.
He's killing cats, but we just keep that under wraps with Fred Jones's mantis problem.
See, I wanted Kenny Wrangler from Oz.
Who's Kenny Wrangler?
I know you, which is kind of... So you know in The Wire, you know Bodhi from The Wire?
Yeah.
So Bodhi from The Wire or Kenny Wrangler from Oz, because they're played by the same actor.
Okay.
Both bad boys.
Who the hell is Kenny Wrangler?
Fuck you. All right, hold on.
Get me a photo and then we'll talk. You made me think of someone with Kenny Wrangler. Who'd you make me think of?
How about, while that's happening, who else? Another Judd Nelson character.
Sure.
Bender.
From
Breakfast Club.
He's too bad a boy.
He's too bad, kind of a rapist.
A little bit, yeah.
Not a fan.
But he got a leather jacket, and that's what you need.
He does have a leather jacket. Attractive.
Attractive. We're on the Kenny Wrangler, because in both things that I know him from, in that one episode of Law & Order SVU, he is a drug dealer.
Okay. That's too bad.
No, too bad, because in one he's in prison, and one he's working the streets. He's working the corner.
Well, see, that's too bad.
I think a bad boy's got to have soft edges. Edges, but soft edges. So maybe Voldemort's not a good choice.
You picked Voldemort.
You kind of want someone that would appear to be a bad boy, rides a motorcycle, maybe could win a fight, but isn't going to go pick a fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Because you kind
Kenny's
of
not going to. Yeah, Kenny's picking fights.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of want like that middle ground bad boy.
What of Bowser?
from Mario?
Yeah.
I don't know if we could Luke Perry that. He is man. But like turtle
is he?
Boy.
He is turtle. Age hard to define.
I mean, he could be teen for turtle.
Yeah. Do you know how old Bowser is? I don't fucking think so.
Good point.
I certainly don't. I don't know how old Mario is. He's so youthful, but he's got that mustache. He might just be an out of shape teen.
What about in that same vicinity of teens? What about Donkey Kong?
Ah,
now that's a bad boy.
He could put him in a leather jacket. He could be a teen.
Because he's not wearing pants.
Loose tie and no shirt. It's pretty bad boy.
That's pretty
tie,
bad.
No shirt.
He's like, fuck the formality rules.
Yeah, he's like, look, I'm going to wear a tie, but just to point out how silly wearing a tie is.
Yeah.
Also, no pants.
Dicks out for the girls.
Yeah. And then he could just be slapping the stage to get some good percussion going.
Only downside of Donkey Kong is that he just hoots like an ape.
But that's what you might need in the backing, you know?
But
you're not coming to see like a concert of our wonderful bad boy.
We're picking the best musicians.
Yeah, that's
true. We haven't quite nailed it.
He'll lip sync.
We haven't quite got the name of this thing, but I reckon DK would be a pretty good addition
As
to the
Fred
squad.
Jones is like, baby, you're my forever. And then he points to Donkey Kong, just like, yeah.
And look, he's making screeches.
Yeah.
And like, he can easily lip sync over those screeches.
I guess somebody has to quiet those screeches down.
Well, it's like in... Oh, fuck. So you know the Jonas Brothers who I mentioned prior.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this sentence and I know maybe Jackson
will
know. How can
I not know the Jonas Brothers?
Uh-huh.
You know when in Burning Up?
Sure.
See? So in Burning Up, there's a bit and Joe Jonas is like, he's like, red dress. And then backing, Nick Jonas is like, red dress. And it's like, that's Donkey Kong. He's like backing.
Red dress.
Yeah,
that's great.
Done. Perfect.
Perfect.
Not enough. You know, we need to combine the 1950s to 60s to 70s love of chimps and gorillas in film with the modern love of boy bands.
Oh, 100%.
Mix that shit together. Give me chimp boy bands.
I think we definitely need to combine this boy band and ape obsession.
I just think it's about time. All right. So
I think that's a money-making machine.
Well, the ape from Ape Escape instead of DK.
There are many apes in Ape Escape.
A choir?
Ape Escape is about acquiring apes.
Yes.
You play as a young boy with spiky hair who needs to get all the apes for reasons I cannot remember. And then you do.
What if we get Ape from George of the Jungle? Fancy Ape.
Or even Ape from Tarzan.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
Are they bad boy apes, though?
No, that would be like the older brother apes.
Yeah.
Are we now making an ape boy band?
We'll just stick with Fronted by Fred Jones, yes. We'll stick with DK. Okay, next one we've got.
Fuck, they've got an ape boy band. Fronted by one human. That's a stressed Fred Jones. Yeah, all right.
The cute one. So we've got to get someone who's quite youngish.
Yeah. Is there? Can you go in the opposite direction? Can you go up?
As in
older? Younger?
As in younger, but like the opposite of a Luke Perry. Does such a thing exist?
Oh, right.
Like younger, but could play older.
Yeah.
Because what are you thinking?
Oh God, no.
The weird child from the Babadook.
That is the most left field answer. I was actually thinking Ralph Wiggum. Is it like, wait, by cute one, is it like, oh, he's like the sweet innocent one?
I think he even plays the cute one in when they make a boy band in The Simpsons.
He's like the sweet innocent one. Yeah. Well, I guess why I was thinking Ralph. The boy from the Babadook. That generally, kid's like a monster in that movie.
All right. So generally they kind of they act kind of opposite where the bad boy is, right?
Yes.
So they're diametrically opposite, right? So you have DK, who is our bad boy. Diddy Kong.
True. Diddy Kong wears a t-shirt.
Can't just make an ape pen.
Why not, so?
That's not the question.
Ah. For the love of God, why not? All right.
Because the other two answers are also Kongs.
We should have just made a Kong band. We've
done the conga.
Okay, so I want
the boy from Stranger Things that didn't have teeth in the first season.
Dustin. How do I remember that?
Cute as a button.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cute
adorable.
As a button. Mm-hmm. And B, his mum seems hella cool. Which is a big factor in how I choose a loved one.
That wasn't the question. Sure.
Because he's got to be cute. And his mum's real cute. She's got a cat that he loves. And then he gets, in the second season, he gets that weird pet thing that he loves.
That's true. Is that going to translate to the stage?
Well, yes, because it'll be like his hook is that he's always taking photos with his pet Demogorgon.
Like, oh man, Fred Jones has that cool ascot, and Dustin, he's got the Demogorgon. Donkey Kong's hook is he's a big ape.
He's a fucking ape.
He's a full on gorilla. That's why I like listening to his music. No, look, you're right. Dustin, he's got no teeth. He is cute.
He wears that little hat. The little trucker cap.
Yeah.
And he's always he's riding a bike because he's a child.
He probably won't be riding the bike in the music video.
But he might be in the music video, yeah.
In the malt shop?
In the malt shop.
He's late for his shift.
Shift, yeah.
Oh, or is he up? Or is he meeting a cute little girl somewhere and he's going to ride there and then he's got to have a cute milkshake.
Yeah.
Dog. We're going to meet soon.
Donkey Kong's a bad boy, so he's meant to be mopping.
He's just throwing the mop and bucket around.
He seems panicked because he's just a gorilla.
He's a gorilla in a leather jacket.
He's a gorilla in a tight leather jacket that's restricting his movement. And he seems angry. And off stage, there are people with cattle prods just being like, God, please hurry up and finish filming. We are all in danger.
One guy with a trank.
All right, I'm happy to call Dustin from Stranger Things our innocent sweet boy.
Mm-hmm. Right, the older brother.
Bumblebee.
Stop suggesting cars and monkeys.
Bumblebee is like an older brother to Sam Witwicky.
No, again, he just can't. He just used. I mean, yes, we have Donkey Kong, but Bumblebee has no voice.
Bumblebee plays songs from the radio.
Yeah, we're not making a Milli Vanilli here.
All we gotta do is have someone record his line, put it on the radio, and then he says.
How do we record the original line?
We get someone else to do it.
We dub it. We are not making a Milli Vanilli.
Someone else dubs the line. Then Bumblebee re-records that line.
Can anyone relate to Bumblebee?
As an older brother.
Yeah.
Is he reassuring?
Are you going to Bumblebee for advice?
Sam Witwicky does.
He shouldn't.
He does.
He shouldn't.
Bumblebee really wants him to fuck. There's that scene in the first Transformers.
I know the scene.
Megan Fox and Sam Witwicky hop in a car together. They're in Bumblebee, and then Bumblebee locks the doors and plays sexy music.
That sounds hella rapey.
Yeah, I don't know why Bumblebee does that. Herbie the Love Bug does the same thing.
Why haven't you suggested Herbie the Love Bug?
Herbie the Love Bug.
Now we're talking.
Herbie the Love Bug is like an older brother. He looks after fucking what's her name,
Lindsay Lohan
in Herbie.
Fully loaded.
Okay, I don't know much about Herbie, but I'm intrigued.
Got a live car.
Yeah.
Alive, I'm fairly sure, from the one movie I remember that may have been from the late 90s, because the person making the car juice tipped a photograph of his wife whom he loved in, mm-hmm. and that made Herbie come alive. And evil Herbie happens because someone's trying to make another Herbie, and their cronies are like, you got to put in something you really love, and the villain puts in a photograph of himself.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets an evil Herbie. So you got a good Herbie, a bad Herbie. So
oh, actually, man, we could have had a bad boy, boy. Yeah, to be honest. Yeah.
But older brother Herbie, just saying, he's kind of a mentor in a car form. Can't talk.
No. What about, again, Hot Rod?
Fuck, put the Batmobile in there.
The Batmobile. Batwing. Flying.
Certainly has cool. to be a car.
What if
or
I
an
actually,
ape.
Actually, look, we've been skirting around the edges here. We need Herbie, yeah. Bumblebee, yeah. Hot Rod. When really we should have picked the most obvious choice, Optimus Prime.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. How older brother is Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime is
so older brother.
Mondo older brother.
Yeah. He's cool. He's a reassuring figure, and everyone can relate to him,
absolutely.
Both boys and girls.
That's great, because that sounded like the pitch. Everyone can relate. Our test audiences relate to Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime boys have little Optimus Prime costumes. Girls have little Optimus Prime tutus.
Yeah,
see?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Optimus Prime relates to everyone.
And that, like, again, because he's like the older brother, he's got those sweet baritone kind
of
notes. He's
I am Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Can he sing?
That well, it doesn't matter.
Can Fred
DK, Jones? Who cares? So I reckon Optimus Prime is the older brother.
I'll pick you up in me, baby.
He also acts as the tour van.
Yeah, exactly. They can ride everywhere they need to go exactly. inside Optimus.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cramped tour van because Optimus Prime's just the front of a truck.
He also has the
you can attach
the
back
the trailer thing.
Yeah. Is that him?
Well, it always comes with him when he transforms. Where does it go? Who knows? The cartoons never explained it.
That's weird.
It just kind of went off camera for a bit. And then when he wanted it, it was there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right.
Look, well, I know we're super into the idea of it just being all cars.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So far, only one of them's a car.
It's a truck.
Oh, my fucking God.
I would also accept it Ultra Magnus, but I'm going to go with Optimus Prime.
Who's Ultra? You know what? I don't want to know.
What about Thor? Can we have Thor as the older brother?
He's kind of reassuring. He's a bit too goofy. Yeah.
No, an older brother's goofy.
Yeah,
you
well,
can muck around with an older brother, but you know he's going to love you.
Is Thor reassuring, though?
Mm. Do you want to get a hug from Thor?
Yeah.
I think he's more almost like the heartthrob.
Yeah.
Can I change Fred Jones?
But Fred Jones. He's got that ascot going on.
What has already done the marketing?
Thor's got a hammer.
Yeah. We can't sell
and
a hammer.
Eye patch.
We can sell an ascot.
Fuck. All right, I guess I'll write down Optimus Prime.
Yes! We did it.
And the shy one, Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter's shy.
Yeah.
He's angry.
He's an angry boy.
But do you think he would struggle not being the heartthrob?
Yeah, I think Harry Potter might struggle not being the center of attention.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to think of fictional turtle men.
Some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, some
would
say.
Yeah, maybe possibly.
Which one? Oh, Donatello?
Can the Ninja Turtles go into their shells?
Yeah. I want to say, I'm sure.
What about Franklin the Turtle from the children's books?
Okay.
Fuck, let's just get Galileo.
Galileo? Do you mean Caillou? Or do you mean Galileo?
Both. Fuck. You know when you just see a word written down so many times and you're like, that's how it's pronounced.
Caillou looks like it's spelt Galileo. But no, it's
Caillou.
Caillou's
Who's
very
Caillou?
Young. He's a small, bald child. From television.
Too young.
Yeah, that's maybe
two. I like this
Franklin
turtle idea.
The turtle.
Either Franklin or Donatello.
Donatello? Is Donatello shy?
He's a nerd.
Is he the one that does machines?
He's the one that does machines.
Okay.
Put some glasses on him. Where
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, he's a good shy one. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating pizza, though, so he'll die soon.
What about turtles that robot turtle that they make?
What about the rat something
that looks after?
Splinter.
Splinter.
That's more of an older brother.
Yeah, that's more of a manager.
Yeah. Can Splinter manage them?
Look, we'll
he managed the Ninja Turtles.
We'll put manager as another a separate little topic, I think, because we need that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if...
Shy
guys?
Shy guys from Mario. Yeah, from
they are. Shy in the title.
That it's there. I'm just trying to think of something that goes inside itself.
you just need basically a nerd.
Are the snail men
like a Seth Cohen?
Who?
From the OC. Fuck, I really wish I did this episode with Cass and Chris.
Like, how about okay. Spider-Man's good friend from Spider-Man Homecoming. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
But the chunky boy.
Plunky?
Chunky
boy. Is his name Plunky?
I don't think so.
Oh, controversial opinion, Michael Keaton.
Again, more of a managerial position.
He could be shy, you know.
Look, I'll even take Tom Holland's Spider-Man as a shy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's... I think he'd want the heartthrob.
Yeah, he may want the heartthrob. That's true.
His name is Ned.
Yeah, Ned.
No, I think this Peter Parker would be okay with not being.
I think
maybe
he doesn't actually seem like he loves the center being the center.
I think he loves being
much.
A hero.
He does love being a hero, which isn't potentially great for what you want from a boy band.
Like, no, because if you think like when we're in Infinity, no, what's the one before Infinity? Civil War.
Yeah.
When he's just so happy to be there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's just so happy to be there.
What about controversial opinion, Groot? Shy, doesn't like being the center of attention. Groot.
Now, Teen Groot's a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah, Teen Groot is an asshole. Damn, Teen Groot could have been the bad boy, but Donkey Kong's the bad boy.
We gotta let Donkey Kong be.
That's perfect. We can't go back on that. God help us, we can't.
Could Spider-Man be the cute one? Who we got for the cute one again?
Dustin from Stranger Things.
No, that's
pretty good. That's good.
Yeah. I think the shy one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he doesn't, because in his day to day, when he is Peter Parker, he's just a nerd.
Yeah.
He's on like the educational decathlon team.
I just don't think he's that shy.
He's a nerd. He is a nerd, though.
He's a nerd. And like, you couldn't have someone who is actually shy be in a boy band.
That's true.
You need the illusion of shy.
I know, you want that vulnerability. I just don't think Peter Parker.
I think
Tom Holland Peter Parker. Could pull
Tom
off
Holland
that
Peter.
What about Tobey Maguire Peter Parker?
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking from the third film.
Yeah.
Or the second film where he's just struggling.
Both are good.
And he's always a bit dangerous and unhinged.
Yeah, that's what we want.
That's the best thing about Tobey Maguire.
He is a big old nerd.
Oh, he is.
He's quite shy. Like, he's very soft. Spoken,
yeah,
and he's got that wonderful face.
Yeah, he's
that
got
that wonderful punchable face.
He gets in his third one when he's clearly 30. He gets a bit of the neck waddle going on.
Yeah.
It's good. You're not a teen, Tobey Maguire.
You weren't a teen when we started this.
We'll look parrot, so we're all good.
So Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah. What about just regular Tobey Maguire? He's sort of fictional.
No.
So what is our and manager? I think Splinter from the Ninja Turtles is perfect. He's
well, you need someone.
I think
older.
Michael Keaton from Birdman.
Oh yes,
because I wanted Michael Keaton. Yeah. I'll get a Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton from Birdman. You've sold me.
He's too depressed though.
That's the beauty of
just the right
manager.
Amount of depressed.
He used to be famous himself.
Ah.
He is struggling with the fact that he is now in behind the scenes.
He'll try to live through
the
boy band.
He might give them cocaine. It's all options.
Apes on cocaine.
Optimus Prime on cocaine.
I forgot he was the older brother. What a good band we've got.
I reckon Michael Keaton from Birdman is perfect. Yeah. So what's our band now? We got Fred Jones.
Donkey Kong. Dustin from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
So in the rap breakdown, when they're like introducing themselves and they give a little bit of information, and they're like, "I'm Fred Jones and I have an ascot."
And there's just little subtitles of I'm DK and I have a tie. And again, in the rap breakdown, well, DK's experienced.
He is. Yeah. DK, Donkey Kong. DK, yeah. Donkey Kong is here.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, Optimus Prime next?
Dustin from Stranger Things.
I'm Dustin and I'm from Stranger Things.
All right. I'll take you to my upside alien. Down. Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime.
And then Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, just like doing that weird dance he did.
I'm Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. And then Michael Keaton slides on stage.
Yeah.
And I manage them all.
And it's this weird amalgamation of Birdman and like Beetlejuice.
For some reason in my mind, he's just dressed like Birdman.
Yeah, imagine Birdman and he does that kind of
You're like, God, this band rules. What are we calling him? It's got to be a combination of letters and numbers and have the word boy in there somewhere.
Yes, so.
Boy 5, then 6 in brackets, because Michael Keaton sometimes comes on stage.
Boy 5, 6.
That's, hang on, no, that's... I reckon we got some from the 80s.
Okay.
An 80s theme almost, yes. Because we got like, all right, so Fred Jones, 80s. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That sure. was primarily in the 80s or 90s?
When primarily in the 90s. 60s, but it's been going on the whole
the longevity.
Forever.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So we guess we've got 80.
It
so
does count.
We'll make it count.
Yeah. Donkey Kong,
Optimus Prime. Yeah. He's definitely 80s. From the 80s. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things, boy, Dustin. That's an homage 80s. To
yeah.
the 80s.
Yeah.
And Tobey Maguire Spider-Man was probably born in the 80s.
Yes, he was.
It counts.
It counts. And
Michael Keaton's
Michael
prime.
Michael Keaton's prime would have been in the 80s. And who did we miss out? Which one?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
When was invented in the 80s.
Yeah,
probably.
Was he? Yeah.
I think that's when Jumpman happened, or Donkey Kong the fucking happen. Thing happened.
Jumpman.
I think it was the 80s. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah. And then you could call it like Orson Welles 1984.
Boys and Welles 1984. Gotta get boy in there somewhere so the people know. Wait, One Direction doesn't have boy in there.
No, they have a number, though. So you can have one or...
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, like a fun play. Remember, like, Scandalous and stuff like
yeah,
that? It was
true.
Always a fun play on a word.
Yeah, yeah. So Orson Welles, 1984. Oh,
DK is an arcade game released by Nintendo in 1981. There is an 80s theme happening.
So
that was
think of an
completely
80s.
Accidental.
Yeah.
So we could call it, like, Judd Nelson's Good Time Funk Band.
I do like that.
I'm going to be like, oh, is Judd Nelson got a band? Oh, I guess not.
No.
Just an ape, a robot man, and several humans.
That's a child weird. And a spider boy.
Cool, I guess. I mean, that spider boy is clearly like a 35-year-old man, but like one of them's a robot, so I guess there's fucking no rules to this boy band. Yeah, cool.
The lead singer seems to be some kind of mantis in a skin suit.
In a human skin, and it's not even, it's like very obvious.
You can always see an eagle sighting on the side of stage trying his best to like find his break to jump in. Like,
is he singing?
There's an eagle who's also just singing around doing the dances off stage.
I can see him.
Like a proud mother.
I can see him off stage. He's not on stage. He's just in the wings, but he's very visible. Who is that? John Nelson's Good Time Funk Band is not what I imagined. This is not also funk. This is just pop. This is boy band pop. Why'd I buy tickets to this?
Fuck, I love John Nelson.
On that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
And I've been Joel Sandler.
See, John Nelson's Good Time Funk Band tonight at the Videodrome.
Get your tickets today at sanspenceradio.com/live.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.